Okay, so Bez Hashem, I guess this will be the first year. Last year we said a few shilas just to guess to whet the appetite. I'll still try again to go derech the Masechta and try to have a shayla to whatever we can in each parak. The shaylas like this, is two of the shaylas actually B'siyata Shemaya came in this week, and that's why I was going to start from the third parak, but there were two shaylas this week, which were first and second parakim, so I said stammet from Shemaya, and last week's shir was just a hakdama, and this one is more of like a bit more mesudar, halacha on each parak. So the shayla came in this week is my kailo is making a raffle. So a few raffle shaylas came in. One of them in the Etzim B'chlal Indian of raffles, the Gabe Meiser money and does. So two younger light were asking a shayla like this. They want to know. Somebody called me Arab Shabbos. They were selling it to two brothers. They were selling the tickets to two brothers. And one of the brothers said that, okay, look, you buy your ticket, I'll buy a ticket. Both of us will buy a ticket. Because Shteitaka Chazal say that a person with Shutvas, he has more mazel. Right? You have two chances of Toiv. You can't have. There's not two chances of Ra. I'm saying if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. There's also two chances of Ra. But in a raffle, it's only two chances of Toiv. Says, look, so you'll buy a raffle ticket, I'll buy a raffle ticket. You'll buy the raffle ticket, and you'll buy it on my behalf. And I'll buy the raffle ticket, and I'll buy it on your behalf. So, and if we win, we'll split. Right? So that's a Shaila. The shayla, does that work? Yeah, so where would you go to such a shayla? Where would you go? Stami, you go somewhere in the first parak, right? Because I'm going in order. Yeah, so you go to the shayla of Magbiya Metzil Chaveira. You go to Magbiya Metzil. Now, the sugi itself of Magbiya Metzil Chaveira, right, is not exactly doiba. The case over here was like Chazal said, the Gemara Yud Aleph. The Gemara brings down the... base. The Gemara brings down the din. It's only on Daf Ches. It's also on Yud Aleph also. We read from the case. The Gemara's case, I thought there was a better case, but Amar Chia Bar Abraham V'Yechman, Hamagbiya Dinsiyah L'Chaveirai, Kona Chaveirai. In fact, the Gemara, Vim Taimar Mishnah Seinu, to say it's in Mishnah Seinu, what's Lashin? The Lashin says, Amar Chaveir Tnei Not Love, Amar Nizachi Sibazachaba. So Gemara says, the grace is Zog, Amar Tnei Li, V'Loy Amar Zcheil. He told him Tnei Li, and Loy Amar Zcheil. I think Dailam knows the case. He's walking down the street, he sees a Metziah, and he tells me, pick it up for me. So the Gemara, the Kipshuta, the answer of the Gemara, is that he didn't say to the person, Zcheili. Now, how do you learn Pashup Shad in the Gemara? So Spetzim is Machlekes Rishayinim, which is really brought over here in Reish Samach Tes Yivav. There's two Rishayinim. I think it's Machlekes Ramban and the Rosh, but there's some Rishayinim that they learn that the Pshad is like this. It's a the Shaila, I guess, in the Yeshiva, they would say it. Is it a Chasar in the Shaliach? Is it a Chasar in the Mishaleach? It says, one way to look at the Gemara is that, let's say this person, in his mind, Hitaka, the Kipchuta de Katsir, is that he's trying to trick him. I think that's how the Olam learns it. I don't know if that's the more Balapatish way. But the Kipshuta way he learned it is that he's trying to trick the fellow. And he's telling him, pick it up for me. And he doesn't want the guy to know that it's a metziah, because then Yanim's going to pick it up for himself. So he says, pick it up for me. And he makes it look, kivyachol, as if it's not a hefker dika item. This is Betzim, the way the Rosh learns the sugya. So Yanim picks up the item, and Yanim gives it to him. Right? And Afal Pikein, Chazal say that he's not koyner at that moment. And if you go now and take it right back and grab it back from him, you're koyner. What's the hasbro? So they learn, the Rosh learns, it's a chasarin in the Mishaleach. It's a chasarin that the Mishaleach of here, I never made you a shliach for me b'chlal, right? Because since I was tricking, in other words, ad kedei kach, let's say the shliach, when he picks it up, his das was that he's going to actually give it to the Mishaleach. He doesn't know any better. He's picking it up, and he's picking it up on his behalf. He wouldn't be able to pick it up on his behalf because Yanim didn't make him into a shliach. Okay, you get involved in shliach, which I don't want to get into right now. But al kapanim, the concept over here is that the chasarin, the way the Rosh learns, the sugya, is a chasarin is mitzad, the shlichus, the mishaleach. He didn't make him into a shliach. And therefore, our Mishnah is the Omar lei tnei, and he didn't say schei. So kivyachol as if he's coming to trick him. And then Hanami, even if he would have the das that he's picking it up because he, you know, to give to him, it wouldn't work because he didn't have kavana to make him a shliach. I say that's how one mahalach is. The other Rishayim, the Ramban, they learn not like that. They learn it's a chasarin bitzad, not the mishaleach, but bitzad the shliach. And Yanim picked it up, and he kind of did for himself. And then afterward, he's going to give to Yanim what he was kind for himself. So it's a chasarin in the shliach. I'm not doing something for you. He picks it up for himself. Avadi, you were making me into a shliach to pick it up, but I wasn't doing it for you. I picked it up for myself. And if Yitaka picked it up with schei, then that would work because we would assume that you're picking it up for the other person. And he said before shlichus. Now, what's in the gay ass is like this. Let's say Yitaka said schei. So Shulchan Aruch says over here, also in Reish Samech Tesi Vav, also in Kuf Pei Gimel. Let's say he picks it up on your behalf. And he says, I'm picking it up on your behalf. Or he doesn't say, better, he's a shaysik. He doesn't say anything. He's sort of al derech, like the Sugyan Davav and Tak Vakay and the concept of Shtik Vakayda. He's quiet, he doesn't say anything. And he picks it up. So you say, there's a mitzvah over there, pick it up for me. And he picks it up. And Zaychit for me. Zaychili. And he picks it up, he doesn't say a word. And then he says, okay, I got it for myself. So we pass in Lalach in that case, is based on the Mishayim and the Sugya, that since Shtik Vakayda, and he didn't say anything, so we assume that the Chazak is. And therefore, when you pick it up, if somebody says to you, Scheili in that Hofkertika item, and you pick it up, and you had Kavana, even if you had Kavana for yourself, but we don't have to believe you. And we'll assume that if you didn't say anything, so we'll say, Shoisik is Kaida, Shtika Kaida, and you have to give it to the Mishaleach, you have to give it to the person who's riding on the horse. Zekum does. That's the Sugya of Magbiya Mitzil Chavera. What about by Mecher? What about by buying something? Now, there are two types of cases. There's one type of a case where I tell someone like this. I tell him, go to the store and buy me, make it an exciting case. Go to the store and buy me a lottery ticket. Okay? Go to the store and buy me a lottery ticket, and I want you to use these numbers. And he gives you numbers. And, you know, this guy, he feels that, like, you know, this guy's calling him with specific numbers. He must have some kind of iskalos of Eliyahu Navi. He says, it's very important for me that you buy me this card and these numbers. And the kach he does. Now, whose money is he using? So he's using his own money. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You tell your friend in America, buy me a lottery ticket and do these numbers. This is Meisim B'Kol last month, right? This is Meisim B'Kol Shavua last month. Everybody was doing this. So he told them, and I want these numbers, 15, 18, 13. Somebody's going to write them down, right? Who knows? But these are the numbers. Okay? You find out afterward that he won. You find out that who won, that your friend won. So you tell your friend, here, I owe you $1. Or $2, I don't know how much you call it. $2, right? $2. You tell your friend, I owe you $2. So what's the din in that case? So it's very simple. In halacha, it's very clear. It depends. It'll go in order. One case is pashit, one case is more pashit. Well, one case which is more pashit is, let's say I actually give you the money. I say, here's $2, go and buy me a lottery ticket. Right? And I give you the actual $2. So then we say that you're not neman, the shliach is not neman to say afterward that he stole the money, because that's inherently what he's saying, that he stole the money and that he bought the ticket for himself. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Pei Gimel. I didn't write it down. I think it's in Sif Katin Gimel over there. Let's see. The Miu Amar Shliach is the difficult case. Even let's say he says in front of Adim, you know, I'm before he goes into the lottery, I don't know, this guy's got some Hiskalos of Eliyahu Hanavi, I'm taking his $2, right, and I'm buying it for myself. He says in front of two Adim. The Ramah still brings down that he's not Neman. Even in that case, he's not. I mean, even he's not able to do such a thing. But clearly, in the first case, there's nothing to discuss. In the first case, that's a davar bara b'yoyser. That if I actually give you money, it's important to know this, right? If I give you money, and afterward the person goes and he buys the item, so then it would be his lottery ticket in that case, no matter what, because we're not going to be makabel your ganef. What about in the case where it's not his money? It says, I lay out the money. So here there's a Shulchan Aruch. He's quoting Iran. This is in Kupay Gimel. I think this one's in Sivov. Shliach Shekana La'atzmai. This is the first case. Now we found the first case. Shliach Shekana Bi'atzmai B'mai Sama Shaleach. Afa Pi Shezakfan Olav B'milve. It's both cases. That's how it is. If I tell you, go and buy for me a lottery ticket, and you lay out the money, you give out your that's kilu, you're being malvit to me the money. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens l'halacha that the mekach is shel a mishaleach. Now he's quoting over here Ran. He doesn't give you the whole shayness over here. The Ran says lashon that since you do it, he says. I think let's see if Pir shechayshet ben Asher Meisel al shenasim le'mishaleach. I can be'at me. He says we don't believe you. Why? The shtika kaita, right? Sheres Yisrael le'yasa av le'zais. You told someone you're going to buy on his behalf a specific item. Okay, it could be different if it's just a very very normal item, like you tell him buy you a sweater and there's five of the same exact sweater. So then maybe not. But here you're asking him to buy you a specific item. So in that case, the Ran says it's actually Ran and Kiddushin and the Chabezim and Beis. The Ran says that Sheiris Yisrael Layasa is kind of an avla. And if you said you're buying on behalf of somebody else, so then we say that the Kinyan Taka is for the Mishaleach, because Shtika Kaida, you never change the Atmak, and that would be the Allah. So for the Mashal, in that case, the lottery ticket, not my case, we'll get to my case in a moment, but in the lottery case, so that's just applying everything we have. I go and I tell you, buy me a lottery ticket. So the Manashach, even if you gave him the money or if you didn't give him the money, you told him which numbers. In both cases, the Shulchan Aruch would paskin in this case that the Mekach would be to the Mishaleach, to the person, the real buyer of the lottery ticket, and the Shliach, you'd have to pay him back the $2, right? Bain if you told him, Bain not. Why? Based on this klal, based on our Mishnah. Because since Amagbiya Mitzil Chaveirai, in a case of Shreili, is Taker Kana Chaveirai, and if he doesn't say anything, so then we assume he's doing it based on his original Shlichas. So from here, the Shulchan Aruch learns out that klal, that if you don't say something, it's going to always be based on that original Shlichas. Which means that Huadin Legabe Mecher, even though the Sug is only talking about Matana, but Huadin, which would mean in that case, if I don't say anything, you can assume that he's buying it for you, and he's a shliach, he's a shlichusa, and a sheres yisrael le'yasav le'zais, and he would have to give you the $300 million, whatever it was, $300 billion, whatever the amount that it was. That's the first case. The second case is not so simple. So go back to our case. Right? What about our case? The case was, so I said to you, you know, you buy the lottery ticket with me together. In other words, like this, I'm not giving you a penny. I'm telling you, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket, and I'm going to be thinking coin it on your behalf. You're going to buy a lottery ticket, and you're going to be coin it on my behalf. And now we have two mazels. And he's saying explicit, I'm not paying you back a dollar. Right? I'm not going to pay you back the $2. Right? I'm going to buy this one and have das for you. You're going to buy this one and have das for you. So in this case, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So I'll tell you what I would think. Again, most of the cases today, I can't give a definitive psak because it's chesh mishpat and it needs more of a yishvadas, and you need a basin, you need three people to be dining on the shayla betz and mistam. That's the havanas adavar. Chesh mishpat requires three people to be dining each shayla. I'll tell you what I think. At first, I thought that is Rabbeinu Yerucham over here, that the Ksois brings in Sif Katan Aleph and in Sif Katan Dalet and Kupay Gimel. And it sounds like that there's sometimes that you do need the involvement of the Moicher's knowledge. In the cases I discussed till now, you don't need the Moicher's knowledge. If I walk into a store, I buy a lottery ticket on behalf of somebody else, so then I don't need the Moicher's knowledge. Because the din of Arvis, that he says, if you lay out money based on what I say, and I go and I lay out that money, that's mechayiv me to pay you back that $2 or whatever it is. And then when I pick it up, whether if the Moicher knows or not the Moicher knows, it doesn't make a difference. I have that kayach to make a kinyan on your behalf, because already you owe me $2. with the din of arvis that's mechayev me to be doing this on your behalf. That's one. That's a case we've been discussing till now. The first thought that I had over here is that I'm not sure if this case over here, if there's an arvis. I'll explain to you why. Here, I'm never promising you that I'm going to pay you back the lottery ticket. Right? The lottery ticket, for sure, I'm not paying you back. Now, the $2, I'm not paying you back. Now, I'm buying this lottery ticket with my money. You're not paying me back for this lottery ticket. And now there's a shaila. Do we say in this case, Magbiya Mitzilus, Moicher is kind of on behalf of somebody else? Now, here, you have a little bit of a baya. Here, it's mashma over here in the Ksais that you would need the involvement of the Moicher's knowledge that he'd be selling you a daita to the other person. Because since over here, there's nothing binding me. Klape the kinyan of the etzim ticket. There's nothing in the ticket over here which is binding me klape you. This is what I thought at first. All right, so therefore, here you certainly didn't tell the moicher, and therefore he's not being machnet on yourself. That's what I thought at first. I spoke to one of the dayanim and the kaidel, and he disagreed with me. He said that the fact that you're buying it on my behalf, and I'm buying it on your behalf, so then that also creates a gevissa arvis, and that the kevyachal, when I buy this ticket on what's being mechayiv me now to buy this ticket on your behalf, is that you're buying this ticket on my behalf, so then it's like keina halva. Like I'm buying it on your behalf. I'm lending you what? I'm lending you the money, and that money you're going to be paying me back by buying a ticket on my behalf. And then it would fit in directly to everything we spoke about. Right? So that was the case. Halach l'maisa, like I told you, and sometimes the chayshim mishpat, the halach l'maisa won't necessarily be on the page. In this case, if this would actually happen, right? So then, Mistama, they would have to split it. If you would, Mistama, they would have to split it. He bought it on his behalf. The shalat would be like this. What happened if he comes and he says, you know, he sees the winning ticket? Okay, they buy two, both of them buy raffle tickets, and one of them wins. So he calls up the guy and he says like this. He says, you know, it's Mamish Gevaldik. Your ticket won. The real winner finds out he wins. You understand? It was like he wins the $10,000, right? And they call him up and they tell him, you know, your ticket won. Your ticket won, mazel tov, $10,000. And now he says, I give up. Now I have to go and give the other guy $5,000. Right? So he calls up the other guy and he says like this to him. He says, listen, Herzog Chaim, you know that ticket that you bought on behalf of both of us? He says, well, it won. And now you have to give me $5,000 from that ticket. Right, so let's say the other guy would say now, so he said, good, gevaldik, baruch Hashem, okay. Let's say he says, you should know, when I picked it up, I had no kavana for you. Now, Kefuter, at first glance, he would have thought this is like our case. Well, shtika koida, right? And he's not neman to say such a thing, right? But now this is far to say the opposite. Now you could say, look, I could say, the only thing that's binding me in that which I did for you, what's binding me that I bought the ticket on your behalf is that you bought the ticket on my behalf, right? If you say in Mefurish that you didn't buy the ticket on my behalf, then adaita dehachi, it's a tayis in the shutfis. My entire shutfis with you is only based on the fact that I know that you did something on my behalf. If you show me that you broke the tnayim of the shutfis, right? Then the shutfis is this battle, right? And then I would tell them, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I won, and the shutfis is this battle. You were just mevatel the shutfis. Now you get into a shayla. What if he says, no, I was only joking. I did buy it on your behalf, right? As you know the truth, you know you did pick it up on his behalf. Right, and on the other side, you don't know if he did it on your behalf. Right, so now the dinner might seem chaver would say the other way. He says, "Look, I don't know if I have in front of me a partner." Right, so that's the first case, like I told you, and not in every case of Shulchan Aruch. Is it? I must admit that this isn't the case I would have probably talked about. To bring out something that comes out from the parak, but it mamish happened this week. Right, this is the halacha ma'isa. I'm not sure it didn't happen halacha ma'isa. Right, but you see the sugya. What you see, at least a few things, ideas in the sugya, very important. Is number one that the shtika gaida, it binds a person that when he picks it up without saying anything, we assume he picked it up a daita to that. That's first of all. Right? That's a klal. Look at the mecher. So you're hearing that it's also true by mecher. If I buy something on behalf of somebody else, so then the assumption is if you don't say anything, we assume you're buying it on his behalf. Bain if he gave you the money. Bain if he didn't give you the money. If he gives you the money, then there's not even a tzad in the world because then you'd be mamash ganif to be going against. Even if in a case of where he doesn't give you the money, but we can assume if you don't say anything, you're buying it on the other person's behalf. And in the case of the lottery ticket, that's what would come out. In the case of the real lottery, if you bought it on his behalf, even if you used your own money, it's a computer, you'd have to give him the entire lottery, you'd have to give him the whole ganze zach, and he would be chayiv to the $2 for the lottery ticket. In our case, it's ish ladin. In our cases where a person buys it on behalf, do you need the involvement of the meicher? That's one shaila I have. half. And the second shaila I have is if he says explicitly, I didn't buy it in your half, so then he's showing us he's mevatel the shutvis, and therefore it's not considered I bought it on his behalf, just like his, even if I did, it would be mevatel the shutvis. That's one case. Another shaila is like this. Come again?
Was there something in the last shaila?
Was it not that? It's not mevatel the shutvis. Was it not mevatel? So like, he could be he's not neman. It could be not neman. Sheris Yisrael layasis of the zeis. Oh, so it might, but the other one was also ida. There's a shtika ida before. Both of them are ha'idahs. When a person does something, we assume he does it adaita to that. Right? So now, you know, ha'idahs baldin works against me'edim to what? To be mechayiv him. Here, the das baldin is going to be used to not be mechayiv him. Here, the das baldin is going to be used to make it that he loses money. This is a little bit exciting, but it's not our sugi so much. In other words, the concept you're saying that he's neman because he's moida is only a kama that he's moida and if he's going to shell out geld. Right? He's going to moida and he's going to take out money, he's going to take it out, he's moida. Here, that was not his haidah. You're right, in default, it's tricking him into a das baldin that's actually going to cost him money. So he does baldin, may aid him to me. But then, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. L'chayr, though, would be the other way. It'd be, you can't prove to me that you are my partner. So if they're giving the raffle people, they have to give the money to who? To the person that brings the winning ticket. He's the one holding the winning ticket. Now, you would not be able to come and say, you have to give me $5,000. You would not be able to prove that. L'chayr. It's a bit complicated, but that's number one. Now, another case. A case like this. The person found a 100 shekel this week in the back of a cab. I saw the Siyata Shemai. We spoke a little about the second parak already, but I saw the Siyata Shemai, so I couldn't hold back. Somebody found a 100 shekel in the back of a cab. He called me from the cab. Right, American guy. Assumed that the guy who's, you know, the cab driver, you know, whose name is Nimrod, certainly doesn't understand the word of English. Right, and then in the back you hear the cab driver saying, "It's mine. It's Shali." Right? So, you know, that was his problem. What he dealt with and whatever, you know, later. Like, but he wanted to know. The mice said, "Does he get to keep it? Does he get to keep the money?" Right, the rest of the conversation was in Yiddish. Right? An American fellow broke in Yiddish. Ich mein, ich will wissen, ist es mein Geld? Or the anderes? Right? So who is it? Is it mein Geld or the anderes? Right? So I told him it's mine. But I was kind of thinking, what happens? You walk over to somebody like that. He said, it comes to the Rav. He says, I just found this 100 shekel in the cab. I just found this 100 shekel in the cab. I look at the 100 shekel, I take it, I say, shkoch, and put it in my pocket. Right, he was never zeichen it. He was waiting to come to the Rav to ask the Shaila. Right? So it's Hefker. I probably won't get more people asking me Shailas afterward, right? I was thinking it also goes into the parsha of Ani Mahapich B'Chararo, right? But Ani Mahapich B'Chararo is a gan to sugya that maybe if it's in Hefker, we don't say there's an Isser of Ani Mahapich. I'm not saying that such a person you would make a Shidduch with afterward. He's not a very nice person, right? Is that a stabber that he picked it up and was zeichen at a date that if the Rav says it's mine, I get to keep it, right? If not, I'll get it back. When the second he picked it up, he wanted to be zeichen. I don't know. Yishlada. I think if you learn Messiah is arrived from it in four different places between Daf Yud and Yud Beis, Ayin Shab. But to think about it. Anyways, in this Shaila itself, you know, this is a second parak Shaila. So you find something in the back of a cab. No, so what's the halacha? No, bring a Gemara? What do you say? Sorry? No, over here it's not going to help you, you know, kosher, treif. Right? The answers over here have to be keep it or not. What? No, so to say the taxi driver, what's sugya? Give me a sugya. You guys are learning Gemaras, no? What? The first thing I would do is go to Chavavim a base about Chanus. If it's in this part of the store, if it's in that part of the store, that's where I would go. Right? I go there. I mean, I probably wouldn't go there. I'd probably go to Simon Reish Samach, which is in Chesh Mishva. But that's somehow there you'd find out where it comes up in the second parak in Chavavim a base. And he said, look, if it's over here on this part of the Chanus, I say, so if it's in the front seat, mamish where he put his legs or whatever, maybe, right? Here it's in the back seats, no shaykhis. So now you got to get involved in what you're asking. It's a chatzar, but it's a chatzar she'ein mishtameres. Zechar ein mishtameres. What for a mishtameres is does? The fact that right now the door is closed and you can't fall out. Right? But it's a vada mishtameres. Every person in the world comes into the cab. Goy, Jew, erlecha, not erlecha, comes in, walks in, sees the 100 shekel on the floor and puts it in his pocket. I said, besides, it's not mishtameres. Now, how do I know it's not mishtameres? I know it's not mishtameres from the Gemara in Chavav and Beis. The Rishayim over there explain that what do you mean? You're in the guy's store. You're in a chanut. So the Rishayim explain after the sugya. They say, no, you're in the store, but a store that he opens up to the public and everybody can come in. So that takes away the shame of a chatzar mishtameres. So based on that svar, this would be a regular classic case. It's a chatzar shein mishtameres. But I was thinking, I always like to have like variations in the shayla, so it brings out more. I was thinking, what would happen if it was a kid and the kid called me and says, I found 100 shekel on the floor? Yes, and now what would be the halach in this case? Will it be the halacha now? No, anything change? Oh, so that's a Mishnah, right? Matthias, Katan, Laviv, I tell him that, yeah, you have to give the money to your father. You pick up the money, you put it in your pocket, and then you bring it to your father.
As the first passenger, then it was Mr. Mishnah.
I don't know. I don't know if still. In other words, how would I prove you? How would I prove you to answer your question? What would I do to answer your question? I would say, what would happen if the door was locked in the chanut the night before and the first customer walks into the chanut? So whatever would be the din there would be the din here, right? No, so I'm saying, but it'll have to be the same din. So the din over there is borrowed, you can take the money. So what's the answer? If I say, so you have to say that since the second he opens the door, that's it. It's over already. Right? That whole entire mishtameres, each time he opens the door, and Echanami, while he locks the door and he says, nobody can come in now, I was thinking a different case. What happens if he locks the door and somebody's still staying in the makolet? You know, and somebody's there still. What?
A jewelry store.
All right, any store. No, that jewelry store is not a mishtameres. Copy that. It's not mishtameres. Copy that. The fact that I lock a door doesn't necessarily make something mishtameres. Right? If I still have, if I, you know, my wife asked me to go to some store with her, needed to buy something, and they closed the doors at 10 o'clock. So whoever was in got to stay. I got nervous. They said they're closing the door. I told my wife, we have to leave. She said, no, the room. But apparently what they do is they close the door and they don't let people in from the outside. But that's not going to vice the master's for attack. It doesn't matter. That's a chayyav of his kumtois. And yeah, the next case like this. Third parak. Okay, third parak. Here again. Here I need to, you guys have, this is where you guys have to help a bit. Now, I must admit that most of what I'm going to say now is probably not a loch lemaisa. Because I'm going to talk about a case of where a person lost his jacket by dry cleaners. And the reason it's not so halacha maaseh is because nowadays, most of these dry cleaners have certain upmachs and tznayim that they tell you, if we lose it, you get this and this and this. And I don't know, they say 10 times the amount of... they have all types of numbers. Where they came from is some, I don't know, some place who doesn't live in Yerushalayim anymore. But... So it's anyways, like in anything, but you're kafif to the tznayim of his store. So if he has something, a paper hanging in the store that he was Yarish from the Zayda, that says on it that when you bring your jacket here, if you lose the jacket, then we have to give you coke, right? If you lose the pants, we have to give you a schnitzel. And then if we find it, then we have to, then fakir it, then we could take back your this and that. So I'm assuming without tznayim, but what would be the etzim din if there were no tznayim? Right? Dying, or like, you know, there's a doctor, the guy can't prove he has tznayim, whatever the case might be. But what should be the real din? Don't get excited if this case will help you, because it might not help you. So the case was like this. The case was that somebody lost his jacket. Dinos, let me rephrase. He gave his suit to dry cleaners. Comes there to pick up his suit, and they say to him, okay, here's your pants. Right, here's your trousers. Here's your pants. So he says, the pants, but I gave a jacket too. So they look, and they look, and there's no jacket. So Erlich, is Maisim B'Kol Yoy, right? And she's it's Maisim B'Kol Yoy. So Erlich, dry cleaner. So he says, all right, listen, all right, what can I do? I'll pay you for the jacket. They ask the Shaila, you don't have to pay him, that's the halacha, talking more Baba Kamedik, but you don't have to pay him the price of a jacket. Even the guy says, what do you mean? To me, it's worth a new jacket, because this is my jacket, but it doesn't work like that. That's called grama. I have to pay you for the price of a used jacket, which is a very, 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 very difficult thing in halacha to figure out, because nobody's buying your used jackets. The only thing, it should be worth 5 shekel, maybe, or something. Right? Somebody will come over to you and say, here, it's a used jacket. I used it for 3 months. I'll sell it to you for, you know, he bought it for $150. I'll sell it to you for $75. You look at them like, why in the world would I buy it? Okay, so it's a very difficult parsha. But let's say that child is Baba Kama one day, but that's not our sugya. So somehow he gives him the money. He gives him 100 shekel, 200 shekel, and he says to him, here, this is for your jacket. Okay? As Mazel would have it, about 3 months later, he calls up the fellow, the bakar, and he says to him, look, I found your jacket. Could you please bring in the money today? Could you please bring in the money today and I'll give back the jacket? So this bakar, he's learning Baba Metzia, and he says, no, your mom, Azam Aretz. Like, Mela and Amoritz, that, you know, Ichveis, you know, you got kicked out of, like, Yeshiva Katana, you know, high school, so, Mela, right? But, like, you know, the fourth grade. This is fourth grade. Fourth grade, we learned Yesh Lemidas and Elam Matias. He says, all right, fine, the fifth grade. In the fifth grade, we learned Hamafkid. And then I went off the Derech. So, fifth grade, okay. So he says, it's Mefurish and Hamafkid, but you learned Hamafkid? He says, yeah. So I'm sorry, I don't have to give you back the money. No, is he right? Was he right? What did he say? So right away, the guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. He says, all I remember from a mafkid is something about shoimrim and shilim and leirat to the shalom, and that's where Baruch, when I started going off. And so, but, what are you talking about? So he said, no, it's true. The demis says you did have to go a little weiter in the Masechta and have one idea from Shpeter in the Masechta, that on the Peyomid base, it says, ha'umnim, what's the lashon over there? Ha'umnim, what's the dinim of ha'umnim, Rabbi say? They have a din of a shoimer sacher. I'm going to tell you a rebbeim on you in a minute. The umnim have a din of a shoimer sacher. So the classic example of an umnim that is a din of a shoimer sacher is a dry cleaner. You're a dry cleaner. You have the halachic status of a shoimer sacher. So assuming that's in the first Mishnah. You had to learn that in the third grade. So that you know. That's a Mishnah. Umnim have a din of a shoimer sacher. Mavur and Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishman is image involved. That everyone knows. So the Mela, you have a din of a shoimer sacher. Okay, now you have a din of a shoimer sacher. So now, you know, I paid you the money. So that's already the first Gemara in a Mafkid. Okay? What's the first Gemara in a Mafkid? Shilim, the Leirotza Lishava, which is loved after Leirotza Lishava. We'll see in the Paiskim, it could be Tainu Leirotza Lishava, etc. But Shilim, once you pay, so that's the Gansa Sugi over there. Once you pay, you basically were now Kaina. So you're kind of the ganz item. So he said, you're kind of, it's a mele, Baruch Hashem, you have a jacket now, and you could wear it to all of your functions, right? He's one of these 8-foot, 400-pound dry cleaning fellows, right? You're a little skinny yeshiva bacher, but that's not my problem. That's not my problem. So l'chayr, is that should be the halacha. No, what do you say? It's machlekes v'shayim. There you go. No, what's machlekes v'shayim? Oh, so speak it out. Huh? You want me to do that part of it? I'll do that part. Okay. Is that good? Is machlekes v'shayim? I'll just give names and faces so that you can have fun afterward. But the way I would say it is like this: the shayla of the machlekes v'shayim is that when I'm buying it, am I buying just the kefil? Which is, you know, that's decalopeiris and this, that whole sugya. But am I buying just the kefil? Right. But in our case, we'll make it easier. The jacket owner. The balabas, the bacher bliked the balabas, and he just sold over the rights to kefil or whatnot, right? Or no, when you're buying it, you're buying the actual kevyachol, the meicher, we'll call him the bacher, he sold it, and he didn't just buy kefil rights, now he actually changed bailus. Now, if you learn the sugya, that's the difficulty in those rishayim. What do you do? Because it's inferred in the Gemara that there is an aspect, klapei vladis and whatnot, that's taker blyped by the bacher. But that's the machlekes rishayim. Machlekes is it in Gansin? Is it in Gansin? I'll say it the other way. Is it in Gansin the Galatas that he didn't really buy it, he just bought the kefil? Right? That will say one rishayim. I'll give you names and faces in a moment. Or no, the pshat is that no, it's one miyuchad the galocha, the klapei vladis or whatever, but be'etzim, the bacher, sold the Gansin's after. The meicher is now the dry cleaner now owns the jacket legamri. What's the nafkamina of this shaila? The nafkamina is both ways. Let's say the dry cleaner fellow says I found the jacket. The bacher says I must have that jacket back. Can I force him to sell me back the jacket? And who then vice versa? Can he force me to take back my jacket? So the shaila would be who is the ikar habayla. Now, if you want names and faces, I'm sure that you do want that. Rashi in Daf Lamed Hey, Rashi by the sugya of Shuma, which I'm going to mention in a minute, it's got to be something else. Rashi by Shuma Betoyes. Rashi Taka goes with the first Shita. I'll call it the first Shita. Rashi learns it's a Seol Agamri. The Shita of Rashi, it's also never been a Chana, really, but the Shita of Rashi is that when you sold this, the Kefil and whatever, you didn't just sell him the Kefil. You Be'etzim sold him the item, the Gamri. And now he becomes the balabais. And in our terminology would be that the dry cleaner now owns the jacket, and the nafkamina would be that therefore he can't force me to take this jacket. And if he's the sheet of Rashi, you wouldn't be able to force this bacher to take the jacket. And the taz in Sivkotin, you'd aleph paskins like Rashi. It's not so known. I say it's not so known because the Shulchan Aruch paskins not like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch, which is hot. I don't have that volume, I see. I don't have that volume. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Gimel and Sifud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is talking like the Rambam. That the Shitas Rambam is that when you're buying the kefil, you're buying this, you're only buying the kefil. And this dry cleaner, for example, only bought the kefil. And therefore, Nafkamina is the other way. Nafkamina is that you, the bacher, can force him to give you the jacket. And he also has a right to say, here, you have to take the jacket. In other words, because the jacket remains by the bacher. No, so Lachal Maisa, what would you do in this case? What do you do in this case? That's always a problem. You have Kimli, right? You know, the Bacher can say, look, I hold like the Taz. Right? Not only that, the Bachar can say, he says, I only learn Rashi. This guy, well, I'll explain to you what happened. This dry cleaner said, he just called the guy a fair lechamaretz. So he went straight to his Rav. The Rav says, God, amaretz. He's an amaretz. The Rambam Paskin's like this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like this. He's an amaretz. You go over to him and I'm sorry. The other way. Oh, we messed up. The other way. No, there, he goes over to his Rav. He goes over to his Rosh Hashiva. So Rosh Hashiva says, what? The kid's such an amaretz. He's a fair lechamaretz. You ready talking? Rashi Paskin's in Mefurish Gemara. Right? Lefi Rashi, it's in Mefurish Gemara that he remains the Bailim. And you could force him to take back his dust, and you could say to him, it's his. Did I mess it up again? No, I messed it up again. We have to go back. I'm sorry. We go back to the Pesach. So the dry cleaner goes to the Pesach. He says, what? Amaretz? What are you talking about? He says, the sheet of Rashi is that it's a sale legamre, and that's what this bacher thinks, because he only learns Rashi. So he thinks it's a sale legamre, because he learns only Rashi. But I'm a Pesach, and I learn Rambam, and I learn Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam Paskin, that Avada, it's taken out of sale legamre, and therefore you can force the bacher. So the bacher goes to his Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva's not something like grace a Pesach, right? So he goes to the Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva says, what's going on? Rashi mefurish. What are you talking about? Avada, the Rashi is mefurish. Right, so Ibizai, you can go to this fellow and you can tell him, too bad, it's you bought it legamre, it's a mecher legamre, and this is now yours, and you can't force me to take it, etc. So it's a shaila, it becomes a machlekes, the Rosh Hashiva and the Paisik, so that's already showing Kimli, right? So the Bachar can say, you have to keep my jacket, right? So that's it, the sig is over, no? It's a shver shadda. No, it sounds like such a shtick lavla, like you Bachar, you can gain something out of the jacket. This poor guy, what's he going to do with his jacket, you know? So now the Rav chaps like this. The Rav says to the Mr. Dry Cleaner, he says to him, wait a second. What do you mean you found the dry cleaning? Where'd you find it? He says, well, it was in the back. He says, ah, it was in the back. He says, give me the Rosh Hashiva's number. Right? So he calls the Rosh Hashiva, he says, he found it in the back of the store. Shuma Betoyas. Kipi. Reb Nachman. Goes over to the Bachar, says to the Bachar, give him back his 200 shekel and take the jacket. Why? No? Who chaps? No?
Betoyas.
Look, Rashi says Mefurish over there in the Sugi, even Rashi. That's why I'm bringing Rashi. It's a Gemara, really. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara over there is that that's Taka a Mekach Toyas, because the Geblibin is bribed by the original Rishos. So I only sold it to you. I only sold you over this money that I gave, right? The Bachar only gave the money ad kama that you're not a shaymer. But over here, he was still being a shaymer. He was still in his rishos. He was b'tachas liyad a shaymer. He could lie b'tachas a shaymer. He was in his rishos. And that b'zai, you never lost the status of a shaymer. I only sold it to you ad kama, you're no longer the shaymer. But kama was still in the store. So then I b'zai, it was, we'll call it in our language, Rashi calls it mekach toys. Rashi calls it a mekach toys. And I b'zai, b'kai govna, you would have to taka give back the money, and he could force you to take the jacket. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, it was like that? Yeah, it's all because of you. Machlis v'shayna. Don't get invited. Okay, that's Bab Metzia, Perek Gimel. Perek Dalet. Now, I can tell you like this. Perek Dalet is the sugis of Aynoa. Right? I'll tell you one thing, which is one story, and one thing which is a bissel fahakt. Which one do you want? You want the hak first, or you want the story? Which one? Yeah, what do you say? Stone? So, I'll decide. I'll give you the story first. So the story is like this. The story was there was interesting fellow, but there was I forgot how to say it in English. I'm losing English. A mosach, car repair, an auto repair.
Mechanic.
An auto mechanic shop. Okay? So you used to come to this auto mechanic. You come in there, you bring your car. The first time you bring your car, you have to change like a ganze dust. He said, you know what? What's between friends? Just pay me up a little bit, because I'm sure the guy worked the whole night on the car. Right? He worked the whole night on the car. But he says to him, listen, it's garnished. Don't worry about it. It's garnished. You changed the whole carburetor and you took out the tires and everything. So he says, hey, don't worry, it's garnished. Give me 50 shekel. this is my auto mechanic. Such a gewaldi guy. Come back the second time to the auto mechanic, and the auto mechanic says, well, you know, it's nothing major over here. Nothing major. You see, like the car upside down. You see, like, mamish, the whole thing. You see wheels coming off. You see, mamish, the whole. Don't worry about it. It's going to nothing. Okay, so this guy, you know he's a trustworthy guy, you know he's a tzaddik and an erlich guy. And the third time you come to him, and now you know whatever he tells you, kefalazachan, right? You know, so fine, so you come, and you know, mamash, the tires don't have air. So mamash, yeah, no, this is very serious. And he goes and he fills up the air, and the tire says, my brother says, miuchadik eshita, he tied up the air, and mamele, you have to pay me $400. But he's an erlich guy, and he's a tzaddik, and you trust him now. And that's his mahalach. And there was such an auto mechanic, right, in one of the cities that we all know. And this was his mahalach the first time, second time, that's a mamisha. And that's how he chapped everybody. And then the third time, fourth time, was the oivron I know. Right? So now somebody chapped the guy. And the fifth time, this is like a little bit strange. I mean, like, you know, I trust the guy, but it's a little bit, this is ridiculous. So he went and he priced around, and every single other auto mechanic said that, you know, for the first thing, I would have charged you this, right? For the fourth thing, I would charge you this. But he started to chop. Obviously, this is what the person does. Okay, so now he comes back to the auto mechanic, and he tells him, listen, you ganif, you Russia, right? You have to give me back my money from the fourth time, from the third time, from the... So he says to him, okay, Shkoyach, if you give me back the money from the first and second time, right, so I'll give you back the money from the third and fourth. And he said, and you should know also that it equals out. I'm not such a ganif. The doctor equals out, and I'm not such a ganif, and I just, you know, that's my... It's bait. That's how I get you, right? But that's my bait. But and you know, and he says, and you can even see it on the fifth time. You can see the tacker; it's barely the right price, right? It's only on the third and fourth time, and I try and make up for the first and second time. And then, so he tells, listen, if you want your money back, you give me back for the first and second time. So Yanamat Kiklinkt, he wants to know, number one, can I go and, you know, put a full page ad in the newspaper about such a person? All right, don't go to him on the third time. Only go to him on the first and second time. Shaila number one, right? And Shaila number two is, he wants to know, like, does he have to give me back my money? And number two, do I have to give him back his money? Because maybe I was mine to him, right? No, so what do you say, Kindle? What's up then? So the Dafnun Aleph, the Bava Metzia, which is really the Shulchan Aruch over here, Paskins, Reish Chav Zayin. I don't know why I didn't write down Steve Cuttons over here, but I think it's in Chav. But let's say you say it differently. I'm giving you this for $200. I know it's not worth Elimeo. That's called the Mechila. In other words, if you know Mefurish that you're overcharging, or you know Mefurish that you're underpaying, whatever. If you know Mefurish, so then we're not getting into the lingo, it's a little bit of a difficult sugya. But the halacha is, if you know for sure, so then the halacha is that there's no I know. Now let's go case by case. Case number one, he charged 15 shekel to do a job that cost 200 shekel. Okay? So you say, well, so no, it's more than a sick. No. You know for sure that you are not getting the right amount of money. You know that. You know for sure that it's worth 200. And you are explicitly not being tovei that. So then that's mamish sif chav aleph. That's called mechila. In halacha, that's a mechila. What? And it's not like alfa. And it's not like alfa because you didn't make a mefurish tonight. More, I want to be moisif. You don't know for sure if the guy's going to come back on the third and fourth time. You don't know, right? About that, it's a geschmack, a gimmick, and 90% he's going to come back. But you don't know. You don't know. Maybe, you know, this time he got lucky and whatever. But you don't know if he's going to come back. And maybe people will find out about you, right? So you don't know. And then besides, the first time, that's taken not called Eino, because you were Michael. The second time, that's not called Eino, because you were Michael. The third time, so I don't know about it, and I'm not Michael. Right? I don't know about it, and you're charging me an overcharge. We don't connect the first time to the third time, and therefore it's a no. Right? It's 100% a no, and 100% he has to give back the money. And the Gemara Bava Metzia Samachal says, if you're honest with somebody, you're even gezel. Right? The Gemara calls the guy a gazlin, he'll come back like a chihuahua. Sorry? Not by this, not by something, that's by Bittlemekka, that has to do with a different sugya, that's a little bit different. Over here, the person can know, and once he finds out, that's by a sugya or something, there's Latagar or something of that nature. Okay. Now, there was one shayla you could say over here. One shayla you could say over here is he's going to claim this auto mechanic is going to claim that he's a Schir Yoim and he's not a Kaplan. Okay? Now, if you learned a little bit in the Sugya, you'll see that Schir Yoim might not be Oino because it's Doim Lekarkoyas. It's a Gansa Sugya over there, and I think there's enough involved. Right? But that's a Tayyus here because this person is called a Kaplan in Halacha. Kaplan means that we're paying, I mean, if you learn about Mithi, you must know these words, these are imperative words. But Kaplan means that you're paying for the job. You're not paying for the workers. It's like Elchel Shabbos all the time, right? You bring a car, you bring your car into the auto mechanic, and you bring it in on Friday afternoon, right? And you say, look, I'm coming back to pick it up on the, when's the next time it's open? Monday, whatever. I'm coming back to pick up Monday. You know he's sitting there, he's working on your car the whole Shabbos, because Sunday doesn't work, you know. So the halacha is that you're allowed to, and it's not a problem of Amir La'akam. Why? Because I'm not paying him, he gets paid not for the hour. He doesn't get paid. He gets paid for the job. When he does the job, that's him doing for himself. That I don't care. He could do it Sunday. He could do it Shabbos. That's called Kaplan. If Schir Yoim means that he's doing it per hour, so then each, let's say, he gets paid. Now, sometimes they figure out the way to charge you based on the amount of hours they worked. But that doesn't mean he's your worker for the hour. It's a little bit of a difficult sugya. But a Kaplan, clearly, I shouldn't say clearly, a Kaplan Pashtis has the halacha of Aino. It's only by a Schir Yoim, which is not considered a job-related dover. It's considered more as a worker and a pile, and that's more like karka, and that there's no enough by karkoyas. But a kablin, the taka is. A kablin there is. So this person, l'chayor l'daiti, would have enough. It's in first Shulchan Aruch and Siflam and Vav. Ha-kablin yesh lo enough. Keitza, kegon shekibel alav, la-roig beged. I was makabla myself too. Fix your car. Right? That's the same thing. Zeb asar zuzim alitver chalik zeb b'shnei zuzim. Hareish lo enoch. Kol echad b'shnei ben kablin ben balgei chazal oylam. Chazal oylam. Chazal oylam. I must tell you that this is what I thought originally, and then I saw over here Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of Shulchan Aruch, another Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it has it. But over here it says in the nichta b'tzira farashba ramban cholkim. Dein olav aynah. They hold even on a kablin there's no aynah. Right? Even on a Kaplan, there's no enough. And that would maybe change the case. But that, you have to know in general, in the laws of Kimli, if this person's doing a Shlechta Zach, so do we have to tie a Kimli for him? So if he has an evil Tayin Rabbani, which he does, so then his evil Tayin Rabbani is going to tie in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and we won't be able to help. The only thing we'll be able to say is to the Tayin Rabbani, you should know that there's a Mishnah in Avos about people like you. It's called Loi Tehei Ka'orchei Dayanim. And if Gehenim is not deep enough, they'll build a third floor for you. But you're right. There's nothing we could do over here, right? But if this guy comes to the Beis Din without a Tayin Rabbani, he comes without a lawyer, and so then in that case, in the stomach, we wouldn't Tayin for him such a thing, and in the stomach, we would have to pay back the money. You know, could he put an advertisement in the newspaper against him? Yeah, I think so. So the first two times, Sachavei Demidas. He's anyways, he's putting himself out. That's the other paragraph. Right? He's putting himself out in the open that people can come in, and he knows they might not come back. Right? The third time, we're doing a mitzvah that people shouldn't go and buy from him because Fakert is being over on Avera. So, you know, you're helping him be over on Avera if you take your mechanic on the third time. So, you can even put a full page in.
What can you say about that?
You can write a shtick. Tell us Gant a shtick. So and so, Mosach, go to him on the first two times, but not on the third. I put a full ad for the guy. Right? You know, in publications that he doesn't read, obviously. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Right? So, you could do that. Now, what's the hack? So, this week, somebody called me and he wants me to sign a letter with other rabbanim. I told him first, you know how it works. I got the other rabbanim to sign it. They signed it. Maybe I'll think about it. Right? What's the shayla? They have this package deal that goes on in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. What's the package deal in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh? Package deal is that you have an apartment. And you're renting the apartment. You're renting from the Baldira, and the Baldira, he doesn't want to be involved in anything. Hear no evil, see no evil. And he says to you, look, you know, this guy, let's say he's leaving his lease early, or even not. A lot of times, even his time, the Baldiras, they leave it up. I don't get the headache of having to find a renter. You're going to find a renter, so then it's all yours. Fine. So you tell people, you know, my apartment's up for rent. But I'm not going to tell the Baldiro. I'm not going to tell the Baldiro about you unless you ask him to buy the furniture. Right? And he bought the furniture from the last guy. And that's how it goes. But the case is that they all buy the furniture. It's not just furniture. It's everything, right? From the previous tenant. Okay? And now the way it works is that they don't go and, you know, they're not going to tell the Baldiro about you. unless you buy my furniture, right? Because I'm trying to find somebody who's going to buy off me all my furniture, because I'm going to somebody else's apartment where I have to buy off his furniture. It's like one evil cycle that permeates the entire Shulchan Aruch HaKadosh. He has to buy his, he has to buy his. Now what happens is unfortunately, that the first people that ever did this, it was a normal thing. What?
The contract goes to Baldir.
The contract goes to Baldir, but the Baldir doesn't get involved. He says, look, you know, if you find me a renter, I don't care how you find me a renter, right? If I don't have to be involved, I'm the happiest person. So he doesn't care that you're going and saying, you have to buy my furniture. So the guy says, I'm not buying your furniture. So he said, fine. Call to him. And he hangs up the phone and you get the next guy. And the next guy, after a while, everybody, that's how it works. It goes in all. If you don't know what I'm talking about, your brothers do. And your sisters do. Sometimes they were the tortured and sometimes they were torturer. Now, what the original way this started, you know, when I was young man, I'm a young man, I'm still young, but when I was a child, you know, in the Haim, was that the first guys were tzaddikim. The guy says, look, he's going back to America, he's going back to England, he's got all this furniture, he's got here a washing machine and a dishwasher and this. He renting an unfurnished apartment, right? And it's got in it this and that. So he says, instead of making a moving sale, I tell the next guy who's coming in, look, you need a dishwasher, you need a washing machine, you need a this or that. He says, look, buy mine, obviously I'll knock down the price, work out a price. He worked out the price and that's how it went, right? Now, the next guy, right, eventually this whole thing became, as we say, evil. So now he just spent $3,000, $4,000 on that guy's thing. Now he has to get that back because he's going into the next apartment and they're asking him for $4,000 and that's how it goes. So now he comes to you and he says, look, I bought it all for $4,000, so you have to buy it all for $4,000. Now, that was 46 years ago, okay? Now we're holding 46 years later, so he comes and he says, what's that? He says, oh, this is the door of the washing machine. What? It's a metaltel? Yeah, no, it's a metaltel. Fine, okay, that's okay. It's an interesting washing machine. That's a very interesting washing machine. And he says, and that, what's that thing? He says, oh, that, you hear, all of a sudden you just hear coughing. You hear coughing, it's the machine coughing, right? And it's that's a state-of-the-art air conditioning, okay? And you see that on it, it says state-of-the-art air conditioning, 1923, rotten. Amazing. And it's an antique. It's a mamshit antique. It's merdik. It's mamshit. And you buy all these things, and it's Rebbeinu Shel Olam, some of the things are broken. So halavai, the other things are broken. The other things, if they wouldn't be broken, halavai, they'd be broken. They cause a short in the whole entire neighborhood and whatever. Okay. So now, is this Aino? Is this Aino? You are clearly overcharging. If you want to go into a secondhand store and buy a couch that has a massive spring sticking out of it, right? And you know, you obviously know you obviously sat on it once. Yeah. You have mamish the spring darting. So if you go to the secondhand store in Mei Sharp to buy it, so they're going to say, well, the spring is very good because you can put things in the jar. No. So they'll charge you 100 shekel. He's charging you $800, right? Because that's how much he had to buy it for. Now, let's go in order. Avada, there's no halacha that if you got ripped off, you could rip off somebody else. You know, but what do you mean? It's not me. It's the moicher of the original guy. He ripped me off. There's no such halacha. So the shaila is mamish. It's shamir achim. It's mamish emes edchayno. So they wanted me to sign this week. Again, I'm not fond of it, as you can hear from my leitzanis. I'm definitely not fond of this, right? But I'll tell you my svar. You can't sign something like this that it's ayno. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you a svar that it is ayna, but there's definitely a svar out there that's not ayna. And then what happens? Somebody else is not going to sign. Now what happens when the other guy doesn't sign? So until now, everybody in Yerushalayim knows that this is a little bit evil. Right? Yeah. But what happens now if a few rabbanim sign and they say it's ayna? So now they're going to go to a different rav who didn't sign. I guess if he wasn't asked to sign, so now he's a little bit insulted. Right? So now it says, no, it was nishkin ayna, b'chlal, no shayla. Okay? Now what happens? So now there's a psak from this rabbi, right? And now he becomes the rav of all of Klal Yisrael, that it's not ayna. And for Karib, now what I'm doing is not a iser, it's a chiv and a mitzvah deraisa. Right? Mamish becomes a mitzvah, right? The mamish to be able to sit and learn in Kailal and the Vara Hara, these rabbanim that don't know anything about Chashim Mishpat and whatever. So it becomes a mitzvah and a chiv. So I don't think I'm going to sign. See who the other guys that sign are. But I'll tell you the svara. The kipshut, I kipshut what you heard today. Taina, you guys learned Masech Taina, no? You learned Pabba Mitzia Perakazov. It's a chanas and nish Taina. Kipshut, it's not Taina. It's not enough. Why is it not enough? Kipshut, it's not enough because there is no price for secondhand items. I'll prove it to you. Go into the stores in Meir Sharim. You go into one used second. You guys know this better than me, right? You're Bachar, right? You go into one used store, one Meir Sharim store, and he has that couch over there, and it's there's no price on it because it depends if when you come in you say Vayoymer Avram El Balha Bala Bala Malocha, right? Ich will kaufen das Jens Hakise. You know, he's looking at a couch, right? So then he says, ah, for you, yes, I give you a very, very good price, 400,000 shekels, but it's, don't worry, shekels are not worth as much as that. You say, wow, it's mamish, and the guy seems like such a nice guy, and he has a picture of the Rebbe. Now it's mamish, you know, what's the shaila? You go into the store next door, and you see some Israeli guy going in there, and he sells you the exact same couch for 300 shekel. And the guy's walking out. When he walks out, you see the bala, he goes and he high-fives the guy next, and boom, we got him for 300 shekel, you know. There's no price. There's no price for second-hand items. There's prices for washing machines that are first-hand and dishwashers that are first-hand that are from the original Makor. There's a price, and there could be an offer state, right? But there's no price for second-hand items because he sells it in this store for this and this store for this. There's no price. Some Mela over here also. So what are you going to say? This guy is selling me his couch which has a spring sticking out of it, right? So say, you say to him, you're overcharging me. You're overcharging me. You know this thing isn't worth that amount because if I would want to buy a new couch, it would cost about the same amount, right? So it can't be. You tell him, look, what can I tell you? There's no price for this. So the whole din of Aina is what? Is that if there's a price, so then it's a sixth more, under a sixth, yeah, a sixth, whatever. There's no price. It's obviously nishkan Aina. And that's what this other Rav would say if he saw my shtempel that would say that it's Aina. Okay? So why is he wrong? The daiti. I'm going to tell you gevaldik chiddush, but I'm not going to write it. Yeah? I'm going to tell you why I think he's wrong, but I'm not going to write it. Yeah? He's wrong because is Aina exeris akasev? Is it sixth? Is it exeris akasev? Now that you learned that up, is it exeris akasev? A sixth? Not a sixth? No, better not. Right? The Torah said, "Don't be ma'ana." Don't torture. Masru l'chachamim, they gave over to the klalim, to Chazal, that the sixth is considered this, and then the whole sugya, more than sixth, under sixth, whatever. The, right? Okay. What if you have something that it's clear that this is not the price? Meaning, all of the used secondhand stores, they charge for a used couch of this type of nature, maybe 400 shekel, maybe 500 shekel, maybe 700 shekel. But the most is within a range of that. So it's true within the stores, which is like, we'll call it more official, the range will go in such a nature. But it's clearly out of the range of that. It'll be 500 shekel out of the range of that, clearly, right? So now, in such a nature, you'll say, but there's no price. There's definitely no standard price. So once there's no standard price, no. You'll say like this. You'll say, look, this is the double that's matzul chacham. Is this not called a no? If every single person looks at this and says, you're getting ripped off. I don't know if the English, how they call it, but that's what Americans say. You're getting ripped off. If every single person looks at it and says, you're getting ripped off, so then that's mamish, that's pashut pop shot in the pasuk. The chiddush of Chazal was that we have to give gedarim that. You would have said, if a guy charges more than a sixth, it's like right about, you know, if it's a 15%, you know, so then not 16.7%, yeah. At that point, the guy says, oh, now you got ripped off more. No, rather not, right? Just like 15%. I don't know, did they say it by 15%? Did they say it by 17%? By 47%, they start saying you got ripped off. So here they are, you'll all say it. So I think this is the biggest pashut shot in the pasuk in the ganze Welt. If there be exer, the kosev says 16%. It's a right? But it's not there, it's a kosev. The 16% was only Eichat Timsa to figure out. That's what I thought at first. So I bizarre. It's mamish Aina. Mamish Aina. But what's up, mamet? So you ask a kasha? No. So, but he's Michael. He's Michael. What do you mean? He knows he's getting ripped off. He's sitting there screaming, I am getting ripped off. Okay? He's dead, right? So what's the answer to that? Oh, so that you guys didn't get there yet, but that's already in the next bubble. Right? It's bubble. That's a sugya of taluya v'zavin, that I'm getting ripped off, my hands are tied, and I have to do what you say because you're tying my hands, and that's a big machlekas, right? And certainly there's rishayim and paiskim, the paskin, einas vini. It doesn't have a din of a zvini bichlal. And some rishayim say it is a zvini, but to say that it's not a no, of how it's a no, they also give taluya v'zavin, zvini is only klape the shayla of is it actually work? Does the kinyan actually work? But if lehedja, I'm getting ripped off. You want to know it could be called a no? That's not called mechila. Mechila means I know that you're charging me 200 and I want it so badly I'm willing to pay 100. Right? Here, I say, I don't want it. You're a ganef, you're a Russia, and I'm not Michael, but I'm going to pay the money because I have no choice. No, so I don't know. That sounds pretty bad. Come again? You're right, it's 100 times worse. Right? At least after I cut myself down, I can run away. Imagine getting here. After I cut myself down, I'm stuck with this broken fan sitting on the couch with a spring gun up my
ear. Go land somewhere else.
No one wants to take the
ball. No, it doesn't matter. But it's not telling you that. Say that, but he's my bets in dealing is really with the Meicher, right? The Valadir. I just have no choice. I have to buy your furniture. You don't let me in. I understand why they do it. I understand why the guy in the Mossach did it also. Okay? And it's even worse. He says, look, I got ripped off. It's like already a tradition. You know, it's a Yerusha in this apartment. You have to rip off somebody. You can't come in. Come again?
Not forced to say that.
100%. So I'm saying it's not. I'm not using Taliyu of Azovin to say that he's forcing you with the sugya of Taliyu. That's what you guys are asking. No, vada. I'm just using the concepts of mechila. I'm sorry. I'm just using that in halacha you can't look at and say that's called mechila because I know. I didn't mean that it's Taliyu of Azovin of that nature that he's forcing you. Right, vada. I'm just using it to explain that that's not called mechila. That's all I want them to hear. So, but yeah, lay down. I won't sign it because I can hear both ways. I'm not saying that my way is mukhrach. What do you say? Come again?
It's not tonight, Mechila. You're going to give me this amount. You're going to pay me this amount. It's like, tackle the turn and you can give me full check on the exercise.
Vadana, what do you mean? No, Vadana. He's definitely, unless you Michael me. He's like, not Michael, I have every right, I buy it. Look, the Derek Cloud, one more sec, slowly. The Derek Cloud, when the guy gets his money, he doesn't say, you're Michael me. He doesn't say that. I'm for sure not.
He's not really selling it, he's making it tonight.
What's he making it tonight? He's selling it. No, Mamashna. His dealings end at that point. He buys it. Now he tells you, okay. And he tells the Meicher, oh, this guy's Mamash, the most erlich guy. You should rent from him and whatever. I said, that's what called the Mechila. It's the Mamash not called the Mechila. I don't know. I admit it's a very, very big shasat chak. I don't know. Somebody asked me, called me, said, what's the right thing to do? I said, it's not the right thing to do. I hear the problem. The guy's going to lose tons of money. I don't know. It's a big shot. It's not, I don't know.
This is like the service.
No one could say that this is like Erlich. You can't say it's Erlich. What do you say?
No, because you should question how much you pay. He's had to use.
The problem is like this. The problem is that sometimes they knock down a little bit. Anyways, they do. I'm not saying, you know, they knock it down a little bit. The problem gets worse is like they throw in everything. So this guy throws in, you know, he throws in he had triplets. So he throws in a triple stroller. Okay, what am I going to do with that? Well, you put your wife and you put the child and you put over there the schnitzel. He says, look, it came with the dira because the first guy ever had triplets. He says, Baruch Hashem, he didn't have quadruplets. He says, wait, Rega, we didn't get to the other room. The guy before him had quadruplets. The air conditioning. He sells you this air conditioning, which is coughing. You, because of the previous air conditioning that you had to buy in the other apartment, you bought one of these portable air conditionings. So you spent $1,000 and you're bringing that with you. Right? So now you have to be Yerush his air conditioning. It doesn't work like that always. It's not so simple. You're buying things that Pasha don't need. The guys don't want it. He doesn't want it. He says, I don't want to buy that. I don't want to buy that. I don't want to buy that. Right? It's about, yeah. It's not so.
You can't say that. This is like the service.
Yeah.
Put him in touch with.
Sure. It's in the Metalplin and you're buying it. So they want to say, he wants to say, he says, Rabbi Tuganov says, look, no, you know what I'm doing? I'm buying not the items. I'm not buying the items, Bechal. You know what I'm buying? I'm buying an entry ticket. You have a schus over here that to get to the Baldira. So that's what I'm buying. So I'm not paying $4,000 for the furniture. I'm paying $100 for the furniture. $80. I'm paying $80 for the furniture. But I'm paying $3,920 so that you should be like my metavech, my real estate broker to get to the Baldir. So that's a possible svar, right? What's the problem with that svar? The problem with that svar is like this. Afterward, I get phone calls, mamish all the time. I tell them all the time now, I don't know anything in Chesh and Mishpah. You should call somebody else because you get too many of these shilas. He finds like this. He says, the guy sold me the AC, and the AC's broken. The AC's broken. So according to your svar, you should say, what? The AC's broken? You didn't buy an AC. You spent $80 just because of, you know, of whatever's in there, right? So now you can say, no. This I would be willing to pay this amount and this amount, but it's going to be impossible. You're going to say that on the air conditioning is not worth this amount. A broken air conditioning is worth nothing and whatever. It gets too late with it.
He buys two things.
What do you say?
He buys what?
He buys
both things. He buys the extra ticket and he buys whatever comes with it.
And he buys the items at their real emistic value. So it comes out of market gazah. The schus in this apartment costs totally different than the schus in that. So they're on that too. Now what? Because anyways, there's a problem, right? How come? So how much is the schos? So there's no market value on the schos, right? It's very complicated. But I think like this. I think that if Chazal, if the Torah said no, and didn't say a specific something, so then I think that when everyone in the world would look at it and say it's getting ripped off, and they all do.
What's the getter?
What? I don't know the getter. I don't know. I just know one thing. I know that the Shach in Yerdeya, Shach says, sometimes it's a Torah Dvar Mishnah. Sometimes it's a Toya B'dvar Halach. Then the Shach says, and sometimes it's a Toya B'dvar Pasha. And everything has its reasons. It has its halachas, whatever. So I once asked Rabbi Yashiv, what's Toya B'dvar Pasha? What does it mean? Right? It's not. There's no Gemara about Toya B'dvar Pasha. The Shach makes it up. That's why I'm quoting a Shach. So Rabbi Yashiv, that's just a Pasha. It's a Pasha. If it's mentioned Zog, it's a Pasha. So I think over here, we can apply that. If it's mentioned Zog and Tok, that's Mamish, I got ripped off. And everyone says it. So L'chayr, that's Mamish Teh. L'chayr, no, that's Mamish Teh, but no, it was. It's a Bissel, it's Taki Bissel Shpei. I thought it's already now. I only got to the fifth pack. What should we do? We should continue next week. But this time I didn't do anything bad. I didn't leave early. Right? But so, next week, unfortunately, I won't be here. I'm having a minor operation. So next month is Shabbos. I won't be here. So Mr. Shabbos, I guess the Motzei Shabbos is afterward. So we'll have to continue. Unless you want to stay for another hour. I see from my paper it's going to take us another hour. So, but it's fine. I get the book. I'll answer your shalos after that now, whoever wants. Yeah. Did you have fun?
Very much.
It was fun.